This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two victims of a police shooting spoke out today after the Denver police gave their account of why three officers opened fire in a crowd in downtown Denver on Sunday morning. Yukala Wildeuet was celebrating a birthday while leaving a beer hall. He was shot in the arm by a police bullet.
After finding out it was the police and not the suspect that who conducted the shooting, I just kind of need answers.
Denver PD says the officers were firing at a man who flashed the muzzle of a handgun. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. Six people, including the suspect, were shot. No one died. Today marks the 10-year anniversary of the mass shooting inside an Aurora movie theater. 12 people died and 70 more were injured that night. Air Force veteran and survivor Jenalise Long considers herself fortunate.
My heart stays with the victims and families, as I know. It really never does get easier. The day of the shooting plays in my head quite frequently, almost daily.
The shooter was convicted in the crime and received 12 life sentences. A community remembrance to honor the lives lost and changed is planned on Saturday. The Board of Education president for Adams County School District 14 has resigned. Ramona Lewis was elected to the board in 2019, and her term was set to run through November 2023. But Chalkbeat Colorado reports Lewis stepped down suddenly Tuesday, citing personal reasons. The embattled school district is under a reorganization order from the state due to poor academic performance. The district also filed a lawsuit to stop that process. Right now in Denver, it's 95 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 93. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.